Ah, excellent. You've arrived right on time again. I really appreciate punctuality, especially when I'm giving up my personal time to meet you in my home for tutoring. Please make yourself at home and have a seat on the sofa. Before we begin tonight's lesson, I would like to quickly review your progress so far. Let's see. Your most recent test scores in my class have significantly improved since we began your remedial studies. I've also been happy to see that your overall coursework has returned to the high performance level you'd been at before you took a nosedive when the class started studying sex ed. I believe that this proves that the practical demonstrations I've been showing you over the last several lessons have been successful. Let's see here. Looks like we've covered male sexual anatomy, female sexual anatomy, safe sex practices, and the male sexual orgasm and ejaculation. You have also observed me perform oral sex on you, and I've had you perform several oral sex demonstrations on me. By the way, you are getting much better at that. I came very close to achieving an orgasm last time, but I'm afraid there is still much room for improvement. We'll have to schedule some extra weekend sessions to correct your deficiencies at a later time. Today, I want to move on to something else. For our first demonstration today, I'd like to teach you a little bit about kissing. Kissing is usually the first act of intimacy that a couple will experience with each other. So it is vital that you learn the proper way to kiss. If you can't manage something as simple as this, your chances of actually having sex with a woman will be nearly non-existent. As usual, I want you to pay close attention to what I describe and how I touch you. Now, like that fiasco from the first time I tried to teach you to lick my pussy, I want you to focus on relaxing your lips and tongue. A kiss should be gentle, at least at first. When I lean in to kiss you, try to mirror the movements of my lips and tongue with your own. No, you are being too aggressive with your tongue. Just lick my tongue softly, like a kitten would lap at a bowl of milk. That's better. Now, I want you to kiss me for several moments and try to maintain that gentle movement of your tongue. And try to keep your lips relaxed as well. That is much better. If you'd like, you can begin to gently massage my breasts. Be gentle with them. Just slightly caress them over my silk robe. Be sure to pay attention to my nipples. You should be feeling them grow erect as you massage them. Yeah. Just like that. And now, I'm gonna place my hand on your thigh. And slowly, Move it up the inside of your leg until it comes to rest on your cock. And I'll squeeze it gently through your pants. No, don't grind your pelvis against my hand like that. Just enjoy the soft pressure of my fingers as I gently tease your penis. Doesn't that feel good? Because your hands feel wonderful on my breasts. And your kissing technique is quite satisfactory. But I think we should stop for a moment. Your penis is getting very hard. And it must be uncomfortable being restricted by your genes. Have you gotten over your nervousness about removing your pants in front of me? Or would you like me to take them off for you? Still too nervous. Fine. I'll just kneel down in front of you and undo your belt. You know, I'm not sure that you're being honest about this. It seems to me that you just like the way I look down here as I unzip your fly and pull your pants down. Does it excite you? To see your teacher's mouth so close to the tip of your hard penis? Perhaps you're hoping that I'll suck your penis while I'm down here? No, sorry, but not today. There are still a few more things that we need to cover. Remember that these are your remedial lessons. So, I want you to sit back down so that I can crawl up and sit in your lap with my legs straddling your hips. I'm going to untie my robe now so that my naked body will be fully exposed to you, all right? You can begin to fondle my bare tits now if you'd like, But I want you to keep focusing on my demonstration and my other instructions. But you are doing a very nice job caressing my big tits. That feels good. Kiss me again for a moment. Okay. Moving along. I want you to watch as I scoot up closer to you so that the underside of your penis is resting against the slit of my pussy. As I begin to rock back and forth against you, watch closely, and you will notice that I'm beginning to secrete some liquid. Don't be alarmed. This is a perfectly natural phenomenon. This happens when a woman becomes sexually aroused. The fluid is there to help the penis slide more easily into the vagina. Does it feel pleasant to have your frenulum rub up against my slit like this? Many couples engage in this technique as a means of foreplay before intercourse. It helps to get them both warmed up, as it were. This is sometimes referred to as a stripper slide. If we were still wearing our clothing and grinding our genitals against one another, it would be called dry humping. But right now, this is called feeling fucking good. While we're on this subject, let's review some safe sex questions. If I were to allow your penis to slide into my pussy right now, would that be considered safe sex? No, it would not. And why is that exactly? Okay, that's also correct. Because we're not using any birth control to prevent pregnancy, nor are we using any protection against sexually transmitted diseases. Luckily, I anticipated that a situation like this would eventually arise during our sessions. That is why I made you get those blood tests done before our first lesson. Since neither you or I tested positive for any STDs, there is very little risk of infection if I were to allow your hard penis inside of me and you ejaculate it. My better judgment is telling me to just continue grinding myself against you. I'm very close to orgasm and it shouldn't take more than a few minutes. But you've got me so aroused right now and that I don't think I'll be able to help myself. So I need to feel you inside me. I'm just so wet and horny. Fuck. But there is still the risk of pregnancy. I'm not on birth control and I don't have any condoms in the house. So when I lower my pussy down on your throbbing cock, just try not to come inside me. Okay, if you feel like you're getting close, warn me, and I'll get off. But for now, just try to enjoy the feeling as I slip your penis inside my pussy. Fuck yes. It feels so good. Kiss me again while I fuck you. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels good. You're gonna make me cum. Yes, baby, thrust into me. Yeah.
But don't you come inside me. Okay, don't ejaculate your semen just yet. I'm coming. Intercourse before. There might be hope for you yet. Perhaps your small penis and clumsy oral technique will not hold you back as a competent lover after all. Kiss me again. We're almost out of time for today, though. And you still haven't ejaculated yet. Since you did so well in your lesson, I think you deserve an orgasm as a reward. Would you like me to jack you off while we kiss? Or maybe I could put your cock between my breasts, and I could rub them up and down your shaft until you come all over me. Or would you like me to do something else? The choice is yours, sweetie. You earned this. You want another blowjob. You like how it feels to ejaculate between my lips, don't you? Okay, if that's what you want. Just lay back on the sofa and let me crawl between your legs. I can taste myself on you. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'll be going out of town next week. Yeah. I have to chaperone the girls' cheerleading squad to their competition. I've already asked your parents. And they said you can come along and act as my assistant. They're convinced that you need keep up with your extra lessons. Taking a week off while I go out of town, all that could set you back too far. So you and I will have plenty of time at night to keep doing the lessons. I couldn't even have you stay in my hotel room with me. So we can study all night if we have to. Who knows, maybe I'll even be able to use a couple of the cheerleaders to assist with our lessons. I can feel your cock twitching. Come on, baby, come in my mouth. Oh. That's right. That's right, be a good boy and come for me. Oh, now come for me. Come in my fucking mouth. Your stamina is starting to improve. You lasted a lot longer this time than the first time I sucked you off. And you even fucked my pussy this time. And I think that once we get the girls from the cheerleading squad to help you practice, your stamina should improve even further. Well, why don't you go ahead and get dressed? I think we've accomplished a lot tonight. And you should go home and rest. Give me one last kiss before you go. Good boy. I'll see you in class tomorrow.